Well, I guess the quality element is your third pillar, really, which I'd say has got quite a lot of moving parts. One of those parts is the aim for an on-time delivery rate of more than 80%. We're going to see a big disruption of the alliance system when the 2M cooperation between Maersk and MSC ends and Maersk joins Hapag in Gemini cooperation at the start of next year. How does this help with your on-time scheduling? And just for reference for our listeners, global schedule reliability, according to Sea Intelligence, in March was only 54.6%. Hapag-Lloyd was the second best performer at 56.1%. A year ago, Maersk was the top performer with schedule reliability of almost 70%, but is now down to around 54%. So they're big gaps for you to close to get up to that 80%.
Yeah, that's true. I think Gemini cooperation will help us for three main reasons. First, with Maersk, we have a like-minded partner. As you said, they have a proven track record for schedule reliability. But second, it also has advantages to only have one partner. We named the cooperation Gemini for a reason. It's Latin for twins. So we believe that two like-minded partners can work very effectively together. And the third, but by no means least important reason, is the nature of introducing a hub-and-spoke network. Just as is already used in some other logistics industries and in the parcel and express business, we believe that the new structure with less calls in a vessel rotation and the use of carefully selected hub ports, which to a large extent are owned by Maersk or us, will give us very high quality levels and will allow us to have a highly resilient network.
Okay, I want to come back to the hub and spoke system. I just want to tie one point down there. As you said, you're twins. I guess sometimes twins can disagree because Gemini's benchmark reliability target is 90% and your strategy 2030 target is 80%. Why is there a difference there?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question because it gives me the opportunity to clarify that. The 90% reliability target of the Gemini Corporation is schedule reliability target, so the vessel on timeliness, whereas our 80% target is an on-time delivery target on the box level. So if it's a door-to-door transport, it's basically the arrival at the door, or if it's a port carrying, then the arrival at the port given possible transshipments in between. So it's kind of logical and proven by reality that you can't achieve the same level on the or the box level that you have in your vessel schedule. So that's the difference.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.